Turning our attention now, though, to Kerry County Council and the issue of the new council, which met for the first time on Friday and met to sort out and talk about and organise who's going to be in the key positions in the council for the next 5 years. Well, the new Cathaoirleach of Kerry County Council is with me on the line now, Councillor Brandon Fitzgerald of Fianna Fáil. Brandon, good morning to you and congratulations, first of all.
Good morning, Gerry, and thank you.
How frenetic were the negotiations to try and get a deal done and effective control of the council between yourselves, Fine Gael, and Labour?
Well, I was first off, I would just like to thank my fellow Fianna Fáil councillors, Fine Gael councillors, and the Labour councillors who supported my nomination as Cathaoirleach. Obviously, negotiations were good and were held in a very, I suppose, friendly manner. And I'm glad that both Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael, and Labour could come together and, as I said, support my nomination.
Yeah. Numbers don't lie, and if you have the numbers, you get the deal done. That's kind of what happened here.
Yeah, of course. It's all about the numbers when it comes down to it in politics. And thankfully, we had the numbers. And I do think that is the best option available for the county going forward as a whole. It offers stability. It is basically the same agreement that we had for the last 5 years. So hopefully, going forward, we can work on it, build on it, and provide a better, I suppose, opportunities and options for people who are living in the county going forward.
What's your top priority for the year, Brandon?
I said it in the speech on Friday, Gerry. It has to be the delivery of housing, both social and affordable housing throughout the county. I know you have a story today that there's 713 new homes in Kerry has already begun, and that's in comparison to 414 in the entirety last year. So the county is going forward, and the delivery of both social and hopefully now with affordable homes is happening, and hopefully it is happening at a pace that can keep up with the demand.
And that it gears up from here and that there's more next year and the year afterwards.
Well, the survey for affordable homes delivery in both Tralee and Killarney has begun. So hopefully, once that is done, the council will have a good indication of how many our affordable homes will be needed. Of course, I'm from an area called Corcovina, from Dingle, and what we are looking for back here is affordable homes back here, and that's the same throughout every single part of the county. And that's the thing that I know I will be working with all of the councillors and with all the directors to hopefully provide affordable housing options throughout the county and not just in the larger towns like Tralee and Killarney.
Go on, Brandon.
Yeah, no, I say it's very exciting times for the council because there is an awful lot of, I suppose, possibilities and options there. So now is the right time for us to be inside there. And I will actually say it again, and I said it on Friday, all 33 councillors will have to work together to ensure that the delivery of housing will be done in a timely and appropriate manner for people living here and hoping to live here.
And the council does, that plays its role in as much as it can as opposed to national government, like with getting voids back on the market, getting vacant council properties back out there, getting as many houses out to as many people as possible.
Absolutely. The housing services in the county already are doing a wonderful job. The problem is that we just do not have enough of supply. So we, the political, I suppose, parties and everybody must continue to lobby and request further and more funding from central government to get those voids back, to get houses that aren't in use back into the market. And if there are schemes like the Croí Cónaithe grant scheme that maybe not, isn't running as smoothly, that we feed back into the system and let them know this is what we need to be done and changed in this system here to get more and more people availing of the grants to get more and more houses back into the market.
Yeah, and as underlying that, Bondon, another story this morning, you know, unfortunately, in terms of the second-hand homes that are out there, supply is down significantly, and that, again, is having an impact on house prices. House prices here in Kerry up 9% in the second quarter than a year ago. Nationally, house prices rose by about 4%. The number of second-hand homes available is down 18% year on year. Supply across Munster worse, down 20%. So the supply is going the wrong direction at the moment. Notwithstanding what you're saying about increasing the number of homes that are available, we're still seeing pinch points, and that's pricing younger people further out of the market, unfortunately.
Absolutely, Gerry. Look, this is a thing that we have seen and we know it is happening. The problem is that from initial, I suppose, coming up with a project, it's taking too long to get the houses out there on the market for young people within the county. So there is a problem with supply and demand. What we must do is to continue to plough on, continue to keep on working, and if there is bottlenecks in the system, we must look at them and try to remove them. The one thing that I would say is that people have been patient. People are positive generally because they know that there is supply coming on the market over time. But as I said, every single bottleneck that's blocking the delivery of housing in the county has to be looked at. And I am confident that we are looking at it. And I am confident that over time, market will stabilise, because you will have more and more houses coming on supply. As I said, your report this morning, yeah, there's a 9% increase in the cost, but if you look at it, 713 homes have started already in Kerry this year. Last year it was over 400 homes in the entire year. So we're still only 6 months in, so we have to continue to build homes and to put them on the market for people. And then what we have to do, and I do not agree with any party who is calling for any removal of any of the supports that are there already for people to help them buy houses. We must actually look at more supports for more people who maybe not have the full amount of a deposit or the full asking price, but when a house comes up, that the local people who want to live and work here in the county aren't outpriced by investors coming in.
Okay, so there you go. That's all part of it. Look, I wanted to ask you finally, Brandon, look, it's an issue, and it's an issue for tourism. We're seeing some tourism operators already communicating about loss of bookings as some American golfers going to Scotland instead of Ireland because of Aer Lingus disruption. We're heading for an 8-hour work stoppage on Saturday. Hundreds of flights already gone, more to go. What's your response to what's happening on the ground? Your party leader calling for both sides to knock heads together and do something before things get worse and it further impacts on our tourism season here.
Yes, it's the only thing to do, that the both parties must get into a room and negotiate this out. We're now in the height of the summer season, as you said there, from Mr. Randall's explaining about the six bookings that were cancelled for him. That was, what did he estimate, €30,000?
Yeah.
That is
yeah.
An awful lot of money. We cannot let this build and let this be the defining moment for the summer of 2024, and I would plead with both groups to sit down and discuss the demands and everything, and to come up with a solution that will basically allow us.
This seems to be claim and counterclaim. It seems to be kind of a game of brinkmanship being played out over the airwaves and in the media, rather than them being in the room together trying to trash out some sort of compromise.
Yes, that's exactly it. It looks as though they're trying to build it up to a situation where people will just have to do something. Unfortunately, when you're talking about the livelihoods of people in a county like Kerry that is so dependent on tourism, that's not good enough. get into a room, put their list of demands down, and leave them trash it out. That's how negotiations with unions and with workers always goes on. And we have a great history and track history of negotiations in this country in working relations. So I would ask all parties to sit down at the table and get it sorted.
Okay, Bron, final brief word. Your party is going through further change, or likely to. EU Commissioner looks like it's going to be Michael McGrath, the Minister for Finance. Some speculation that Norma Foley may be moving portfolio. Others obviously mentioned as well, but could be all change at the top of Fianna Fáil for the final few months of this government.
Well, I can clearly state that my name is not in contention for the EU Commissioner's post, but if it did come up, I couldn't be Minister for Finance, most definitely, but for the Commissioner post. But if there was any positions like that, I'm sure there's plenty of people within the Fianna Fáil party with the skills and the talent to do either job. The one thing that we have to do is to ensure that the person who's going over representing the country, and it's not just Fianna Fáil, who's representing the country in the EU, it has the full support of the country and is in a position to do everything in their power to assist small countries like Ireland in the broader EU partnership. And if Minister Foley did get the nod to become the Minister for Finance, no better candidate could be found. She is very able, has the experience, has the track record, and hopefully it would be a great boost for the county. And I do know that Minister Foley always puts, I suppose, the county and the country to the fore. And when she is asked to serve at high office, she always does. So I would look forward to it. I think it would be a wonderful direction if it happens. But I would just like to wish everybody, I suppose, in our new council, the very best of luck going forward. We're in a wonderful position, and the people of the county have put their trust in us. And I do think it's very, very important that going forward we all work together to get the best for County of Kerry. And I do think, I know I heard the draw earlier on, Jerry, if we could get a double for the ladies and the men's in the All-Ireland Championship this year, I would be overjoyed, I think, everybody in the county.
It'd be brilliant, that's for sure. Bron Dawn, we'll leave it there. Thanks very much for that. That's Cathaoir Luach, Mayor of Kerry County Council for the year. Bron Dawn Fitzgerald of Fianna Fáil.